Okay. Tonight we are up to Melaches Ma'amir. Mr. Shemel concluded in one sitting. Next week we're going to be off, and then after that we'll begin the Melach of Dash. Okay, so Ma'amir is our fourth Melach now in the Sidur de Pas. After you plow, you plant your wheat, and then if you kotzer, you cut your wheat stalks, so now you have wheat stalks that are scattered throughout your yard. Ma'amir is where you now gather them together. When you gather together these wheat stalks, that's Ma'amir. And so, as the Aruch HaShulchan spells out in Aruch Chaim Shin Mem Sif Beis, the Av of Ma'amir is any activity of gathering produce in the Gina, he says, and in the garden, gathering it together into a pile, that's the Av Malacha of Ma'amir. Now, our main focus on learning about Malachas Ma'amir is going to be learning about the qualifications to Ma'amir. There are very few direct details that we have about Ma'amir. It's gathering. Gathering what? Gathering what where? Any act of gathering, is that all a violation of Nisr D'Oraisa on Shabbos? So our main limud about Ma'amir is going to be figuring out the qualifications to Ma'amir, which is going to help us figure out where this malacha applies, and ultimately what the malacha is all about. So that's going to be the focus tonight. So we're basically going to have three basic possible qualifications to Malachas Ma'amir, which are going to help us figure out where exactly this malacha applies, and what the malacha ultimately is all about. So the first qualification we have to Ma'amir is in the Gemara here on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara brings Rava, who tells us that if you gather salt from salt ditches, what are salt ditches? So Rashi explains that near the sea there are cavities that would fill up with the water from the sea, and then the sun would come and evaporate the water, the salt and the water would remain behind, and would gather up in these ditches. So a person goes up to these masreifos, these salt ditches, and he gathers salt, says Rava, that's a violation of Melaches Ma'amir. Comes along Abaye, and Abaye argues on Rava, argues it was Rava, and Abaye argues on Rava, and Abaye says, no, ein imr elo b'gidulei karka, Melaches Ma'amir only applies to gidulei karka, to things that grow from the ground. Salt does not grow from the ground, and so gathering salt would not be a problem of Melaches Ma'amir. So that is our first qualification to Ma'amir, which took about 2 minutes. The rest of them will take a lot more time. But our first qualification to Ma'amir is Abaye's qualification in our Gemara, which we do Paskin-like, that Ma'amir only applies to the gidulei karka, things that grow from the ground, produce, even wood, etc., but not salt. So says Abaye, and that's how we're going to Paskin. Fine. There's an interesting issue in the Rishon, and they discuss what right we would have to Paskin-like Abaye. We always Paskin-like Rav over Abaye. So that's an issue that comes up, but be that as it may, we're going to end up posketing like a body. So that's qualification number one. Yeah.
Isn't there a gift that changed to Rabbah?
So that might be one reason why we could posketing like a body. There's a fascinating opinion that's cited that maybe this is one of the Al-Kagam.
Okay? Yeah, wait. This isn't the Al-Kagam.
So maybe Ayin means two things. Maybe it means Imr also in addition to Adam Zomim. That's a proposed possibility. That's an issue. There are machloksim, but be that as it may, we're going to come out pasuk like a bai. Some Rishonim do not, but we're going to pasuk like a bai. Fine. So that was qualification number one. And now we move over to our second and third qualifications to Ma'amir. This is going to be the real brunt of tonight's shiur, which is going to help us figure out what this malacha really is all about and where this malacha really is going to apply. Our next two qualifications to Ma'amir are going to come out of analyzing two problematic Gemaras in Beitza. There are two Gemaras in Beitza that we're going to see are quite problematic, and we're going to be forced to limit Ma'amir further to figure out why Ma'amir is not applying in these two Gemaras. So that's where we're going to do now for quite some time. So let's first spell out the two Gemaras. The first Gemara is in Beitza on Yigimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there is in the middle of a complicated discussion. It's contrasting the halachas of Meiser with the halachas of Shabbos. And the Gemara Lefiar Gersa throws in a statement that if you pile together vegetables on Shabbos, you're pater. It's not discussing Hilchas Ma'amir or anything like that. It's just contrasting Shabbos with Meiser, and it throws in a statement in Lefiar Gersa, if you pile together vegetables on Shabbos, you're pater. So comes along the Me'iri Bayas, and I'm Gemel on Beis, and he says, wait a second, how could this Gemara just make the statement that you're pater for piling vegetables together on Shabbos? What happened to Melechas Ma'amir? So that is our first problematic Gemara in Beitza on Yigimel on Beis. Then we have a second problematic Gemara in Beitza. This is on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The first Mishnah in Beitza on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph is discussing the permissibility of using wood on Yontif? In what context can you use wood? In what context can't you use wood? And it makes the following statement. The Mishnah says that if you have scattered wood in your karfeif, in your enclosed field, so you can bring it in and use it on Yontif. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. If you have scattered wood in your field on Yontif, you can bring it in and use it on Yontif. Comes along Tosfos there, and Beitza Alamed Aleph, and Tosfos asks, what's going on? The lashon of the Mishnah sounds like you're bringing it in, sounds like you're gathering it together. How could that be permissible on Yontif? What about Malachas Ma'amir? You can't gather things on Yontif. Wood grows from the ground. How could that be permissible? What about Malachas Ma'amir? So those are our two problematic Gemaras in Beitza. On Yigimel and Beis, the Gemara says on Shabbos you can pile together vegetables. On Lamed Aleph, it says on Yontif, you can gather together wood and bring it in from your karfeif. And the question became, what happened to Malachas Ma'amir? So we're going to have to qualify Ma'amir further to figure out why it's not being applied in these Gemaras. And we're going to have two approaches that are shown for how to further qualify Ma'amir and to explain why it's not applying in these cases. Our first approach in the Rishonim is going to be the Shita of the Ramach. The Ramach is on the comments on the Rambam, as well as Tosfos and Beitza. That's going to be approach number one. Our second approach is going to be the approach of the Rambam as understood by the Merkavas and Mishnah. They're each going to have different qualifications to Ma'amir to explain why it's not applying in these cases, and that's what we're calling qualifications two and three respectively. They may be mutually exclusive, they may not be, but those are going to be our two basic approaches which we're about to present to explain why Ma'amir is not applying in these cases. You good? Yeah.
You could just repeat the second Gemara of Beitza?
Yeah, the second Gemara is the Mishnah, which simply says that on Yontif, if you have scattered wood in your karfeif, your enclosed field, you can bring it in on Yontif, and Tosfos says the lashon of bring it in sounds like you're gathering it together and bringing it in. And the question is, how is that mutter? And Yontif also, you can't do the lamas malachos. What happened to Ma'amir? No. Okay. Fine. So let's start with approach number one, the shita of the Ramach and Tosfos. The Ramach is on the Rambam, the Frankel Rambam on the side. They bring the Hagos to Ramach in Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph in Hilcha Shabbos. And Tosfos is right there on that Mishnah and Beitza, Amid Aleph, Amid Aleph. They both make their first presentation, our first new qualification to Ma'amir to figure out why it's not applying in these cases. So the Ramach and Tosfos both say that Al Karchenu, we're going to have to say, Ein imur ella b'makom gidula. That malachas ma'amir only applies when you're gathering produce in the place where it grew. If you cut down your wheat stalks and it's still right there in the field where it grew, and you gather it together, that's makom gidula, that's the place where it grew and developed, that's ma'amir. If apples fall from a tree and they're still under the tree and they're the place where they fell from the tree, you gather them together, that's ma'amir. But if you're in the house and you have some apples and they spilled and you gather them together, that will not be ma'amir. Ein imur ella b'makom gidula. It only applies when you gather the produce in the actual location where it grew and developed. That's the qualification that the Ramach and Tosfos set down, which we're going to see now is going to deal with these two Gemaras and Beitza. So now just to plug it in, how is this going to solve these problems? So starting with the Gemara and Beitza on your Gimel on the Beis, the Gemara there had said that you can make a pile of vegetables on Shabbos, you're going to be Pater. And the question was, what about Ma'amir? Says the Ramach, he says that from this Gemara, his Rebbeim concluded that we have to say, Ein Imra Ella B'Makam Gidulo, that the case is discussing where you're gathering the vegetables in your house. You're not doing it out in the field where they grew and where they were harvested. And so therefore, there's no problem of collecting them together because Ein Imra Ella B'Makam Gidulo. And going over to the Mishnah and Beitza, Lamed Aleph, where you have this wood scattered in your karfeif, and the Mishnah implied that you can gather it together on Yontif and bring it into the house. What happened to Ma'amir? Says Tosfos over there, same qualification. No problem in your karfeif, you're not growing wood. The wood was grown from some external sources, some trees that were outside this karfeif. They were then transported to the karfeif. When you gather them together, that's not a problem with Ma'amir. Ma'amir only applies when you gather the produce, you gather the wood from the location where it actually grew. And so that's why it doesn't apply in that case as well. That is our first qualification to Ma'amir, or again, we're qualification number two here. As understood by the Ramach and Tosfos, to explain why it doesn't apply in these two cases. Yeah.
Why is one mutter, one pater?
Why is one mutter, one pater? That's a very good question. Okay, Anachnami. That has to be Tzarachian on the Lashon, Yigam Lebez. Anachnami. It's a good question. There might be some Isir Derabanan that are going to be concocted. In my salt, for example, it's not Gidula Karka, but it ended up being Isir Derabanan. Or there might be others. It's also a very good point.
Just why?
I will.
I would just imagine that it in Svara would make a lot of sense to say what the master and the person are saying, but I would think that for sure it would be a tolda because the meaning in the Mishkan.
What would be a tolda?
Meaning doing it shelo b'makom yidua because.
Okay, so when I get to the Svaras, we're gonna handle this, but it's only a fair point, but yeah.
Sorry, I'm not sure if I missed that, but we're talking about gathering, we're talking about we're all discussing the actual Maisa, about gathering?
So just to clarify again, the Av of Ma'amer is, you have wheat stalks in the field, and you gather them to a pile, that is also the Reis, that's the Av of Ma'amer. The Aruch HaShulchan spells out that any produce in the Gina, he says, that apples, anything out in the place where it grew, you gathered it together into a pile of the Av, Wasser, the Reis,
I'm talking about the actual mice, because there's a big difference between gathering grain, like it was in like the stalks, and gathering and binding together and tying them off, as opposed to a pile of apples on the fly, I'm just picking up and putting in a bowl.
Okay, so we're going to get into those nuances soon. Yeah, very good. Okay. However, the Achronim or Medayik that the Rambam argued on our first group are Rishonim. They make two diukim in the Rambam to show that he argues on this first qualification of the Ramach, and Tosas, he's going to hold Ma'amar applies in any location, as Aryeh wants to say. We're going to spell out one diuk in the Rambam just for the sake of time. Both diukim are in the Rambam in Perik Chof Aleph Halacha Yid Aleph. One diuk is made by the Menachas Chinuch, one diuk is made by the Shulte Giborim. We're just going to spell out the Menachas Chinuch's diuk, which is so blatant it might not even call it a diuk, but we'll say the Menachas Chinuch's Ha'ara to show that the Rambam argues on our first group of Rishonim, which is going to force him to come up with a new Mahalach. So the halacha that the Rambam there says is like this. The Rambam says that if you have peros that scattered in your chatzer, in your courtyard, there's an issur derabanan to gather them and to put them into your basket, into a basket. That's issur derabanan. Why is it issur derabanan, says the Rambam? Because of the gezerah that you may come to violate ma'amir. If when you gather together the peros, you stick them together, you make them into a fig cake, you make some kind of compressed entity, that's going to violate Ma'amir. And so therefore, we prohibit you from gathering them. We're concerned that if you gather them, they'll come to stick them together. And therefore, we even ask for the preliminary act of gathering them. Now, we're going to get into the details of what's going on in the Rambam momentarily. But for now, we'll just make the insight of the Menachas Chinuch. He points out that the Rambam here is discussing a chatzer. The peros did not grow in your chatzer. You're not growing any peros in your courtyard. And the Rambam saying Ma'amir can apply in this case. So clearly the Rambam holds that Ma'amar applies in any location. It does not only apply the Makom Gidulo in the place where it developed. Any location, the Melachas Ma'amar can be applicable. We're going to get into the details of sticking it together in a moment, but that's what we see from this halacha in the Rambam. And so therefore, says the Menachas Chinuch, the Rambam is going to have to come up with a new solution to our two Gemaras in Beitza. If the Gemaras in Beitza are ignoring Melachas Ma'amar, our first group of Rishonim were able to answer that up with based on their qualification. If the Rambam doesn't hold to that qualification, we need a new qualification to Ma'amir to explain the Shittas of Rambam. You have a question there?
No, I just didn't know if it's Nusach, because you just say that the Rambam means that it's somewhere else. So you might think that this is Mutter. I get that's not the, like.
If you look at the Lashon Rambam, he says you might. It sounds like in the courtyard itself.
Okay.
Sounds like in the courtyard itself, you're going to take the next step. But, okay.
I mean, are we up to the answer?
You can give an answer, but
does the Rambam heal that it's not necessarily an act of gathering, it's like tying together.
Oh, that's exactly what we're going to say. Okay, so let's spell that out. Okay. So Dr. Plowd in the Markavis Mishnah gave the same halach answer for the Rambam. There is a controversy in how to learn the Rambam Shita. There's another halach along the lines that Ari has been insinuating, but we're going to present the halach of the Markavis Mishnah, and now we have a Gavur Rabba, that's Masai Elanu. Okay. Merkavus and Mishnah, in Perek Ches Halacha Vav, makes the following inference from the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam, in Perek Ches Halacha Vav, and also Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Yid Aleph, says the following halacha. He says, what would be a tolda of Meleches Ma'amir? We've discussed the Av of Ma'amir, gathering together your produce in the field would be an Av of Ma'amir. What's a tolda of Ma'amir? Says the Rambam, a tolda of Ma'amir is if you take figs and you stick them together into a fig cake, or if you string them up to the point that they become guf echa, a single mass, you string them up, you have a string of figs, guess not going in your sukkah, I don't know, you can eat them. And the halacha is that that is a toldo of ma'amer that's asr deraisa, says the Rambam. Now the Merkevus of Mishnah, and actually the Marach Ur Zeruah, who's a Rishon, the Marach Ur Zeruah and Simon Reish Yadalad, they both make the following observation from this Rambam. They understand that the Rambam is mashba, that he's having a new qualification to Meleches Ma'amer. The Rambam here, who is emphasizing that the hold of Ma'amer involves fusing it into a guf echad, into a single unit, into a single mass, it's mashba that, that the Rambam is having a new qualification to Ma'amer, that this is going to typify and characterize Ma'amer. Ma'amer is not just about gathering things together, you need to actually fuse them into a unit, you need to stick them together, or make them into some type of single mass. And so, by the told of the Rambam spelling out for us that Ma'amer plays out by sticking together these figs and making a fig cake, or making a string of figs, and by the Av, the Rambam does not spell this out, but the Marach or Zeruah Rishon and the Markevus and Mishnah both understand in the Rambam, the Av would also have the same stipulation. By the Av as well, it's not just about gathering together your bundles of wheat, you actually have to tie it up, you need kshira in order to violate the Av of Ma'amer. That's the qualification that these Achronim and the Marach or Zeruah set down in the Rambam based on this diuk in Rambam. And so if we work with this new qualification to the Rambam, that it's not just about gathering, you actually have to fuse it together, you have to tie it up, or you have to stick it together into a fig cake, so that will also solve our two problems from the Gemara's in Beitza. So just to plug it in, starting with the Gemara in Beitza and Yegimel and Beis, the Gemara there had said that you can pile together vegetables on Shabbos, you're going to be potter. The question was, what about Ma'amir? So the Markevus the Mishnah spells out, and the Minchas Chinuch also spells this out, that it's no longer going to be a problem in the Rambam. The Gemara had only said you can make a pile of vegetables. In a Hanami, there's no problem with piling things together. It's only a problem at the point where you make some type of fusion, where you either bundle it up, or if you stick them together, they're sticky vegetables that are compressed together. That's a problem. But merely piling up vegetables is not a problem, according to the Rambam. And similarly, on Lamed Aleph, and Aleph, the Mishnah in Beitza, when it spoke about the fact that you can bring in your wood on Yontif, so there too as well, the Mishnah had merely made the innocent statement that you could bring in your wood and you could probably gather it on Yontif. It never said that you could tie it up in a Chanami. If you make a bundle and you tie it up, that could be a problem with Ma'amer, but that could also not be a problem if you simply do not tie it up. So that's our second approach in the Rishonim for how to qualify Ma'amer to explain these Gemaras in Beitza. The Shitas Rambam is explained by the Merkevus of Mishnah and the Marach or Zeruah, that Ma'amer has to involve a fusion, and merely gathering together is not going to suffice. Yeah.
So what's the chidushim of those Gemaras? What is it?
So the Mishnah in Beitza is talking about Hilchos Muktzah, according to most Rishonim, so it just has to do with Muktzah Halachos, and the Gemara in Yugimel and Beitza is talking about Meiser, it's contrasting Shabbos with Meiser. Nothing to do with
Why would it have to mention, it's okay to pile it?
It's talking about Meister. I ignored the whole Gemara. There's a context. It's contrasting Meister with Shabbos. So I just don't want to spend time on it.
How is he able to introduce the qualification of fusion if the machlokas of Rav and Abaye was on Saul?
Okay. Excellent. I was planning on ignoring that, but now it's being asked. Okay, good. Very good. Excellent question. Aparnas, my Rebbe, was bothered by that question. The Marach or Zeruah addresses that issue. The question that's being posed is that we saw, the Gemara says explicitly that by salt there could be Ma'amer. Abaye only said there's no Ma'amer by salt based on technical grounds, but it was mashba that there could be Ma'amer by salt. So that would seem to debunk this whole approach. But the Marach or Zeruah, in presenting this whole approach, raises this issue, and he says that salt, at least in these salt ditches, can have the quality of sticking together and being a chativa acha, some type of single entity. He says that you don't literally need to tie it, just like by the fig cake, you're just pressing it together. Any unification is good enough. And the Marach or Zeruah Rishon spells out that by salt as well, at least in the salt ditches, you can have that in tzias. Okay.
So we're gathering the fruits in the chatzar. The Rambam would only have a problem with sticky fruit?
That's actually going to be the last point we're making the whole thing work. Yeah, if we have time. Yeah.
It could be you're going in this direction anyway, but since you specify that the Rambam says in terms of like the fig cake or stringing them up, that he says these would be toldos of Ma'amer. So where's the line between Av and toldos?
Okay, so we're going to touch upon that also, hopefully, in the stream shortly. Yeah.
I'm expanding on that.
Well, so wait, we're going to get to toldos in a little bit. Do you mind if we...
So I guess it's not too bad.
Okay.
But what you said before, a bunch of shir about extrapolating, but the machlokes between the Beit Rambam and Rambam and the Rivash, I think it was about whether or not you could, if all the rules you took by Mefarik and by Dosh, so that you can't make a
Actually, never discussed that yet in the shir, but I plan on getting to that.
I know you think that you wouldn't necessarily be able to make that link here.
I haven't discussed that once, actually. You must know that from somewhere else.
I thought you did.
I don't remember doing that. Whoever's listening to the app, though, can probably testify against me if I'm wrong. But I do plan on getting to that, Mr. Shem, if you would. Okay. Maybe discuss it outside, that's what you mean? I think maybe discuss it a little bit outside.
I don't know.
I think we're up here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fine. So we have our machlokis now as to how to further qualify ma'amer. We have the Ramach and Tosfos saying ein imra el b'makom gidulo. That was their qualification to ma'amer. Rambam is saying that you need unification, you need fusion. And now we're going to try to discuss a little bit of a hesber in this machlokis. We're going to try to just show a little bit of a conceptual basis for each of these qualifications to ma'amer. Dr. Platt, did you want to say something? Or?
No.
Okay, fine.
Dr. Oman asked my question.
Okay, fine, good.
Time to think alike.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to present the way my Rebbe Reparnas analyzed this machlokis, and I have a set of notes I noticed from Rav Sobolovsky. Last time I learned Masech Shabbos from one of his Talmidim, and I noticed I looked at the notes, and he gave the same basic analysis of this machlokis. So it's some kind of combination of the two. So we're gonna say it like this. As we always emphasize throughout each malacha, the crux of each malacha, the focal point that we always try to analyze is the productive quality. The question is, what's the productive quality of Melechus Ma'amir? And as opposed to previous malachas, where it's more of an inquisitive question to get more of a feel for the malacha itself, by Ma'amir is considered to be a problem, the figuring out the productive quality. Because as Rishonim point out, when it comes to the malacha of Hotzah, transportation, when you transfer an object from one rishos to another rishos, so Rishonim tells that Hotzah is considered to be a malacha gerua. It's a deficient, second-class malacha. Tosas and Shams and Beis and Aleph points this out. Tosas and Sadi Vav and Beis points this out. And many Rishonim point out, based on indications from the Gemara, based on issues that arise, Hotzah is called the malacha gerua. It's a deficient malacha. Why is Hotzah a deficient malacha? So Rishonim have different lashonos, but there's a lashon of the Orzarua in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Pei Beis, I think he's bringing Rabbi Natan, who says like this. He says, Hotzah is a malacha gerua, because me'ikara chefetz, the hashta chefetz. Before you did the malacha, you had an object, and after you did the malacha, you have the exact same object. In other words, what Rabbi Natan in the Orzarua is saying is that, as we've emphasized all along, the essence of the Isra malacha is productivity. The essence of what makes all the malachas asr, what makes them into forms of malacha, and also to do is a productive character. And what the Oros Ruah is pointing out is that there's a deficiency in the productive character of Hotzah. Because me'ikara chepetz v'hashta chepetz, there's no productive effect on the cheftza of the malacha. With all the other malachos, there's some type of productive effect on the cheftza of the malacha. There's some type of meaningful shinoi that occurred, a productive shinoi that occurred in the object of the malacha. Not so by Hotzah. By Hotzah, all you did was move it from location A to location B. There was a certain contextual change, but the object itself is the same. That's a deficiency in its productive character. And if the essence of the Isra malacha is productivity, then when any malacha with a compromised productive quality will be a compromised malacha. And so that's why Hotzah is a malacha gerua. And so the question is, if you think about it, why is ma'amir also not a malacha gerua? What's ma'amir? You're basically taking an object from location A, B, and C and transporting it to location D. They're spread out and you're just moving them together. So seemingly ma'amir should also be a malacha gerua. But that obviously cannot be the case. There are specific reasons why Hotzah is earmarked as a malacha gerua. There are certain reasons based on the Gemaras that we say Hotzah is malacha gerua. But that's not the case by ma'amir. And the question is, why not? So the question we're posing is, what's the productive quality in Ma'amir? And especially the issue that's arising is, why is it any different than Hotzah? Why is Hotzah malacha gerua, but Ma'amir is considered to be a regularly normal, productive malach? And Rav Hirsch on Chumash actually raises this issue. In the beginning of Parshas Vayakil, he raises this issue matter-of-factly about what's so productive about malachas Ma'amir. So we're going to explain that this is what's going to be behind, this may be the yesod behind our two new qualifications to Ma'amir, that the Ramach and Tosas on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand, each of their qualifications are meant to deal with this issue. They want to constrain Ma'amir to a certain specific setting in order to define it in a way where it's going to have a meaningful, productive quality. That's going to be the yesod behind each of these qualifications. So now let's just spell it out. Starting with the Shita of the Ramach and Tosfos, so they're qualification. Was ein imra el b'makom gidulo, ma'amr only applies in the location where the object developed and grew. What's the yesod behind this qualification? So we're going to explain that they're dealing with our issue, they're trying to define ma'amr in a way with a meaningful productive quality. What they're going to say is that ma'amir, the reason they're restricting it to the field, is to define ma'amir as being part of the harvesting process. If you want to produce an agricultural product, so after it grows, you then need to harvest it. Harvesting it involves a ksira, where you cut it down, gathering it together, and bringing it into the house. That's all part of harvesting. Ma'amir is part of the harvesting process. So in a chanami, in for itself, gathering is not significant. If you gather something in the house, out of context, an out of context act of gathering is not meaningful. By restricting it to the outdoors, to the makom gidulo, we can now define it as part of the production of an agricultural product. It becomes part of a process, part of the process of producing an agricultural product, part of the harvesting process. The context of requiring it to be part of that process gives significance to this act of gathering. It's no longer just a random act of gathering, it's defined as being part of a link in a chain of producing an agricultural product. That's the yesod behind their shita. That gives now some profound significance to this act of gathering. And that's the hesed behind those rishonim. Moving over to the shitas HaRambam, the Rambam's having a totally different vision of the productive quality in Ma'amer. The Rambam's understanding is that it's nothing to do with agricultural activity. It's not an agricultural activity. Rather, according to the Rambam, it's about fusion. It's about creating a unit. You're taking disparate parts, you're using them into a unit. That's the productive quality in Ma'amir. So now we can understand, according to the Rambam, why that occurs in any location. If the productive quality in Ma'amir is not defined based on the harvest, based on agricultural production, it's just fusing disparate parts into a unit, so that can occur anywhere. Even in the house, that's a meaningful activity. That's also a shino in the chayv, but some meaningful impact on the object. And so that's the hesber we're giving behind these two approaches. We're trying to explain that each of these approaches are trying to grope with the issue of what's so productive about Ma'amir. They're trying to qualify it in a way that'll give significance to this act of gathering. Everyone's going to agree that gathering in for itself is not productive. Either the first qualification is to limit it to outdoors, which makes it part of the production of an agricultural product. Being part of that process gives it contextual significance. And the other approach is to say, no, it's nothing to do with agriculture, it has to do with creating a unit, which is a shino in the object, and it could be meaningful anywhere, even in the house. So that's the hesber that we're giving to this issue, which, based on my Rebbe Rakarnas and Rebbe Soleski, also said the same basic hesber, secondhand from the notes, but it's another sniff. All right, we good? Okay?
I don't understand why that would be when you take the way it's actually described it. When you're doing, and I'm just struggling with the approach of making it into a unit. The whole point of
you don't see what's productive about that.
What? No, but that's not the point. Isn't to make it into a unit. The point is to take it into the house.
We're saying, according to Ram, the biggest that's not the case. Haraya, we're having cases in the house itself where you're doing ma'amir. So if it was about taking it into the house, then when you're in the house, why should it be ma'amir? According to Ram, it's not about taking it to the house. It's about creating a unit, even inside the house. If you have separate figs and you stick them together, probably even if you had bundles of weed in the house, you tie them up, that would be ma'amir.
I'm the agricultural process.
That's what we're saying, according to Ram, that doesn't characterize ma'amir, meaning obviously in the original source, it was part of the steward of the boss, but that's not going to characterize ma'amir.
What did they like about the Rambam's way that they have this agricultural process? That sounds more like a chiddush than...
I can't answer that. I get, we just define the what of what each shita is saying. I don't know why he's not saying like Ram. It's a fair question, but we're just defining both approaches. Yeah.
According to the Rambam, would there be any spira to why it would only be Yule Karka? Like it seems.
Okay, that's an interesting question. I don't think we have time to analyze that, but that's an interesting question. It sounds like it's connected to a kosher type of.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with agriculture.
Yeah, it's a good question. Okay. Fine. So now, for the remainder of tonight's shiur, we're going to discuss two basic nafkaminas in this machlokes between the Ramach and Tosas versus the Rambam, and then hopefully we'll have a few minutes just for the halacha l'maisa. Two nafkaminas in this machlokes. We have, after Abaye's qualification of Gidulei Karka, again we have Rambam and the Ramach each setting down a new alternative qualification to Ma'amir, and now we're going to have two nafkaminas in this machlokes, Ramach versus Rambam. The first nafkamina we already touched upon, but we'll just flesh it out to show that it really is a nafkamina. And that is in terms of the toldos of Ma'amer. We know that the Av of Ma'amer, as the Aruch HaShulchan spells out, any act of gathering produce in the field into a pile, or according to the Rambam, tying it up, would be the Av of Ma'amer. The question is, what would be a Toldah of Ma'amer? So we touched on this, but now we'll discuss it from primary sources. There's no actual explicit Gemara in Bavli that discusses this issue. The truth is that there really aren't more than two lines in Bavli that discuss Malachas Ma'amer directly. The rest is all just inferences in the Rishonim, as we've been discussing. But there's no explicit source for what the Toldah is in the Bavli. But there is a Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi in Parakla Gadol, Mem Chesim and Beis, in the old print of the Yerushalmi, which asks this issue head on, what is the Toldah of Ma'amer? And it gives us a nice cryptic answer, which is open to interpretation. The words of the answer, there are a number of different ways of interpreting it, and something along the lines of spreading out figs and raisins is some kind of Toldah of Ma'amer. But the question is what the Yerushalmi meant, and what Lamaisa is the Toldah of Ma'amer. So we'll just point out two basic interpretations of the Yerushalmi, which we're going to obviously connect to our Machlokes. The first interpretation of the Yerushalmi is the interpretation of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan there in Simen Shin Mem, Sif Gimel, quotes this Yerushalmi and wants to tell us what are the toldos of Ma'amer, and he tells us his take on the Yerushalmi. The Aruch HaShulchan tells us that the Yerushalmi's tolda is, the tolda of Ma'amer, is spreading out figs to dry. In other words, the Av of Ma'amer is creating a pile. When you gather things together into a pile, that would be an Av of Ma'amer. The Toldah would be some type of similar act where you're not gathering the produce into a pile, but you're spreading them out in close formation, in close proximity for some productive part of the agricultural process. You're drying out these figs that or dates to dry, whatever the case is. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's Toldah, spreading things out in close formation for some productive part of the agricultural process. Okay. However, the Markevus the Mishnah points out that the Rambam has a different interpretation of the Yerushalmi. The Rambam is the Rambam we've been discussing all along. The Rambam told us what's the Toldah of Ma'amer in Perek Ches Halach above. The Toldah of Ma'amer is pressing figs together into a fig cake or stringing up a string of figs until you get a single mass. That's the Toldah of Ma'amer, says the Rambam. Asks the Markevus the Mishnah where the Rambam get this from. There's no explicit Gemara in Bavli that tells us that this is the Toldah of Ma'amer. So he says that the Rambam got it from the Yerushalmi. This was the Rambam's interpretation of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi was nice and vague. The Rambam interpreted it, the Yerushalmi to mean to say that the Toldah of Ma'amer is stringing up a string of figs or compressing them into a fig cake. We're just pointing out two basic interpretations of Yerushalmi. What's the Toldah of Ma'amer? The Aruch HaShulchan says the Toldah of Ma'amer is spreading things out in close formation. So you didn't make a pile, but you made an organized formation in the ground for productive purposes. And the Rambam is saying that the Toldah of Ma'amer, as we pointed out all along, is compressing fruits together into a single unit, into a single mass. And I think it's quite obvious that this machlokus would be connected to our machlokus Ramach and Rambam, depending on how you define Ma'amer, would depend on how you define the Toldah of Ma'amer. So let's just plug it in to the two shitas. Starting with the shita of the Ramach and Tosfos, they had defined Ma'amer as only applying to the outdoors, to Makom Gidulo. But at the same time, we don't see them giving the limitation of the Rambam. We don't see them emphasizing the need for a kshira to tie up for the Av. We don't see them emphasizing anything about fusion. And Rav Pesach Frank does spell out this hanacha. He understands Tosos to be saying that you would not need kshira to violate Melachas Ma'amer. So working with their shita of the Ramach and Tosos, on the one hand, it would be very reasonable to work with the Aruch Shulchan's Toldah. We have to have some Toldah of Ma'amer. Every Av has a Toldah. Avos Mechal Vika Toldahs. There's got to be some Toldah out there, so it would be reasonable to work with the Aruch HaShulchan's Toldah, that the Av would be making a pile, and the Toldah would be some similar activity, you're making an organized formation, you're spreading them out next to each other for productive purposes. On the other hand, it's reasonable to argue, it's not compelling, but it's very reasonable to argue that the Rambam's Toldah would not work, because what's the Rambam's Toldah? Fusing figs into a fig cake. Well, if you already have the figs gathered up, and you're just fusing them together, that may not have the character of Ma'amer according to these Rishonim. Ma'amer is not about creating a fusion, it's not about creating a unity, it's just about taking disparate items and making them and gathering them together. So it could be argued that we would not have the Rambam sold if you already have figs that are already gathered, if they're scattered and you gather them, that would certainly be Ma'amer, why not? But if they're already gathered and you just stick them together, it could be very well argued that it would not be a told of Ma'amer, it's not about fusion, it's not about unity. That's a very reasonable argument in the Ramach and Tosfos. So they could work with the Aruch HaShulchan's Toldah, and it's reasonable to argue they could not work with the Rambam's Toldah. On the other hand, moving over to the Rambam, So now things flip. The Rambam's Yesod of Ma'amir is called up by the Marach or Zeruah and the Merakev's Mishnah is about fusion. It's about creating a guf echad, a single unit. So on the one hand, Rambam certainly cannot work with the Aruch HaSholchan. By the Aruch HaSholchan, when you spread things out separately, there's no unity. You didn't tie it up. You didn't stick them together. That could not be a told of Ma'amir. On the other hand, the Rambam's own tolda obviously would work where you stick the peros together. So we're just pointing out our first nafkamina is what would be a tolda of Ma'amir. Is it spreading things out in close formation, or sticking things together into a fig cake, or stringing them up? Okay.
For the, according to the Rambam, what's the difference between the Av and the Tolda?
What, so what would be the difference between the Av versus the Tolda?
Yeah.
Maybe it might be the sticking them together. I don't know. Okay, Nechlam, versus making a pile with a string. I don't know. Nechlam, it's a good question.
Isn't it gathering?
Yeah, it's gathering. So it could be gathering and bundling it up. Maybe bundling would be the Av, and fusing would be the Tolda. Okay. Fine. And finally, our last nafkamina, and then we'll get to the halacha maisa, is based on how to interpret an iser derabanan on a gemara on kuf mem gimel amen beis. So just to move over to the gemara there for a few more moments, the gemara on kuf mem gimel amen beis, which we alluded to before, states the following halacha. The gemara there brings a brayis which tells us that if a person has peros which scattered in your chatzer, in his chatzer, you can't gather them together and put them into a basket. There's an iser derabanan to do that because you can't act in the same way you act during the week. Just like, I guess, you do this during the week. So to on Shabbos, you can't do this. There's an iser derabanan to gather together peros that were scattered in your chatzar and to put them into a basket. And the question is, what's the real yisod behind this iser derabanan? What's the nature of this iser derabanan? So this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramach on this exact issue. How do we interpret this iser derabanan? Starting with the shita of the Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph says that this is a gzer derabanan atu ma'amer, that the reason Chazal prohibited you from gathering these peros and putting them into a basket is because they were concerned you're going to come to violate melachas ma'amer. Once they're in the basket, you may stick them together. If you make them into a figure, you compress them, that will violate ma'amer. That's why we set down an iser derabanan. When the Gemara said not to do this because we don't want you acting like you do during the week, what the Rambam spells out, what that meant was, just like during the week, you're used to gathering peros and making a fig cake, whatever. So to on Shabbos, once you start gathering together, it's a slippery slope. You may come to take the next step, stick them together, and that'll violate an Isra Deraisa. That's the Pshat Isra Derabanan, according to the Rambam. As opposed to the Ramach, so the Ramach argues on this Rambam, he's commenting on this Rambam, and he says, nothing doing. That cannot be the Pshat in this Isra Derabanan, because Ein Imer El B'Makam Gidula. Malachas Ma'amer does not apply in the Chatzer, it only applies in the place where the item grew. In the chatzer, no one's planting any peros in the chatzer. That can't be, you're not going to violate, as hard as you try, you're not going to violate ma'amir in the chatzer. So what's the pshan? It's iser derabanan according to the Ramach. Says the, so the Ramach spells out, it's based on uvdin dechol. What's uvdin dechol? So the, under certain circumstances, Chazal prohibited doing weekday activities on Shabbos because it detracts from the aura of Shabbos. Shabbos is meant to be set off from the rest of the week. It's meant to be a day of rest. And so, in certain scenarios, Chazal asr weekday-like activities on Shabbos because it detracts from the special character of the day. So says the Ramach, that's what the Gemara means to say, that gathering things up could be a real extensive weekday activity. You gather things up and you store them, especially in the agricultural societies back then. And so therefore, Chazal asr midirabanan, gathering these peros and putting them into a basket because of uvdin dechol. So we have two pshatim in this Gemara here as to what's the pshat is iser derabanan, which is an outflow, another nafkamina in our issue. The Rambam says that the iser derabanan is based on ma'amir. We're concerned that you're going to come to violate ma'amir. And the Ramach says that can't be the case because ma'amir doesn't apply outside the makam gidulo, so it must be a new pshat. It's uvdin dechol. Now, can anyone see a nafkamina in this machlokus, whether the iser derabanan should be based on ma'amir or the iser derabanan should be based on sticking things, based on uvdin dechol? Do you know nafkaminas? You'll be famous. You'll be on the app if you get it right. Then you got strong recommendation. Just say what you said before, man. What?
Cheating.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's me a second. Right, so we'll do that one first. So the first, one nafkamina would be the Ramach spells out, the Ramach himself spells out, that since he asks it based on the Uvdin Dechol, it wouldn't be usher if you gather it in a way that's a shinoi. That Uvdin Dechol is about doing a weekday activity. If you do a weekday activity, a real formal weekday activity on Shabbos, then it would be usher. Says the Ramach, if you do a shinoi, I'll let you do it. If, let's say, you don't do it in a formal basket, but you put it onto your lap, you just gather them onto your lap, you do an informal activity, the Ramach spells out, that would be mutter. He doesn't spell out the laugh example, but he spells out if you do a shinoi, that would be permissible. As opposed to the Rambam, it's not about over the chol, it's just about a slippery slope concern that once you gather, you may stick together. I don't care how you gather it, whether you gather it on your lap or in a basket, it will be problematic. So that's one nafkamina in this machlokas. There's one last nafkamina you got before.
Right,
the second nafkamina, the Shvisa Sheshabbos spells out, under Melechas Ma'amr and Sifkat and Ches spells out, the second nafkamina would be what types of fruits would be ushered to gather in your courtyard. He says that according to the Rambam, if the Isra is based on Ma'amir, it would only be ushered to gather the types of fruits that stick together, like figs. If you have figs that scatter in your courtyard, you can't gather them together because of Ma'amir. But if you have, let's say, apples that fall in your courtyard and no one, I don't think, sticks together apples or strings them up, let's assume that, so then there would be no problem, according to the Rambam, you could gather your apples in your courtyard. As opposed to the sheet of Ovdin Dechol, that has nothing to do with the concern of Ma'amir, so you shouldn't gather things because it's a weekday-like activity, it wouldn't matter what type of peros you're gathering. So that concludes our analysis of the sugya of Melechas Ma'amir. Let's just do a 30-second sum up and then quickly point out the Halach L'maisa, because there's a twist in the Halach L'maisa in contrast to the way we presented the sugya. So just to sum up, we have the Av of Ma'amir is gathering things into a pile out in the field, the wheat stalks or any produce. And we have three basic qualifications to Ma'amir. The first qualification is a bias qualification that it only applies to Gedulei Karka. It applies to wood, vegetation, produce, etc. Wouldn't apply to salt or plastic toys. That's a bias qualification to Ma'amir. And then we have a second qualification to Ma'amir, a variable qualification, depending on the Machlok Shishon, how to further qualify it based on the Gemara's and Beitza. We have the Ramach and Tosfos qualifying it that it only applies to Malkum Gedulei in the place where it grew. Wouldn't apply it in the house. You have the Rambam qualifying it not based on location, but based on the nature of the activity. The Ma'amir only applies when you do a kshir, if you tie it up, if you fuse it together, if you stick them together. That's the Rambam's qualification. We gave a hesber in that machlokas. We explained that they're groping at the issue of what's so productive about Ma'amir, or first is kasha. Either they're limiting it to the outdoors by making it part of the agricultural process, or by having fusion is another productive activity, is changing the object or fusing it together. And we had two nafkaminas. Our first nafkamina is what's a tolda of Ma'amir. According to the Ramach and Tosfos, it makes sense to work with the Aruch HaShulchan's tolda, that spreading things out in close formation, you didn't make a pile, that would be a tolda. The Rambam spells out the tolda is making a fig cake, fusing things together. So that was nafkamina number one. And our second nafkamina was how to understand the Gezer Derabanan on Kuf Mem Gimel on Beis. There's an Isser Derabanan to gather scattered pears in your Chatzer. Why is it Asser? The Rambam says because of the Gezer, you might come to do Ma'amir. The Ramach says that can't be the case because it's not Malkum Gidulo, it's Uvdin Dechol. And we had two halachic nafkaminas on that issue, two halachic consequences. The first one was, as Penny pointed out, the Shinoi, what if you don't do it in a professional way? You gather it informally in your lap. That would not be an Uvdin Dechol, but it would still be a concern of Ma'amir. And the second consequence was, as Ben pointed out, what if you don't use sticky peros? You don't have figs that fell in your courtyard, but apples fell in your courtyard. There would still be an issue of Uvdin Dechol, but there would not be an issue of Ma'amir. And now just to quickly point out the Halach L'maisa, so the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Mem Sif Tes brings down Melechas Ma'amir, as Mishnah Berurah there spells out. The Shulchan Aruch there brings down our first qualification of Abaye, that Ma'amir does not apply to non-Gedulei Karka. There's no Isser D'Raisa to gather salt, he says. There is an Isser D'Rabbanan on salt, but no Isser D'Raisa on salt. That's qualification number one. The Shulchan Aruch there in Sif Tes, as the Mishnah Berurah spells out, passings like the Ramach and Tosfos, that it only applies to Makom Gidulo. So Ma'amir only applies out in the field, does not apply in the house. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. But there's a very important twist, which is that in the next Se'if, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud brings down the Rambam's Tolda. The Shulchan Aruch, which is basically what Ari is saying at the beginning of this year, that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam's Tolda, that fusing together Peros would be an Isser Deraisa of Ma'amir. And the Mishnah Berurah interprets the Shulchan Aruch as saying that this would apply anywhere, that the tolda of fusing together would even be usher in the house. So the Shulchan Aruch's paskening a compromised view of the way we of our two shitas in tonight's shir. On the one hand, the Shulchan Aruch's paskening that the Av works like the Ramach and Tosfos. The Av of Ma'amir only applies out in the field. If you're making a pile, that's only a problem out in the field. But the tolda, the Shulchan Aruch's paskening like the tolda of the Rambam, that fusion, if you fuse together figs or whatever, that would be a problem anywhere, even inside the house. And just if you want to look at the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Hey, so if Hey, he brings down the Zer Derabanan about gathering peros in the Chatzer because of Ovdin Dechol. Just to point out, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that a person should be very careful with Ma'amer. It doesn't actually come up so often in our society, but it's the kind of thing that could be violated with a very minimal shear. If your kids are playing outside in a yard and there are some kind of apples that fell from the tree, there's a very small shear to violate Malachas Ma'amer. So you gather two apples, you could violate an Isser Deraisa of Ma'amer. Or in certain societies, some Sephardi posts can discuss, they're discussing chaylas that in certain contexts, in certain societies, they have certain dishes which involve pressing together certain vegetables, so that could be a shayla of a deraisa as well.
Right,
okay, so we're up to the Malachas Tashmis, so next time.